This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Michelle Yeoh is one of the stars of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which is nominated for 10 Oscars, including Best Picture. She starred in many Asian martial arts films. She co-starred with Jackie Chan in Super Cop and was the heroine of the James Bond movie Tomorrow Never Dies. She grew up in Malaysia. In her fight sequences in Crouching Tiger, she defies gravity and flies. As director Ang Lee described, this required suspending her by wires. I asked her what it's like to work with wires.
Hard, painful. Because basically what happens is you're in this corset. If you have a 24-inch waist, by the time you remove the corset, it would be down to 18 inches. Basically, you can't breathe. There is limited mobility, and you are not in total control. You have to work very hard to keep your back upright and your whole body looking very graceful. At the same time, there are four or five guys on the other end of the wire who's pulling you up and down. So you work with very, very subtle feelings of movement. When they pull, you have to know when to go with them, when you have to work against the wire and with the wires. So by the end of like a 15-minute session, you really need to come down because your legs get numb, you know, your ribs are hurting. And it's very hard work.
You say you have to work hard to keep your back upright, to keep your posture. Mm-hmm. You have beautiful posture, and I'm sure that has something to do with studying ballet when you were young.
Oh, absolutely. I totally give credit to that because it's given me that very graceful, very expansive kind of movement, which I have been able to incorporate it into my martial arts, whereby when you watch us fight, it's more balletic and lyrical rather than being very short and aggressive. It's explosive, but at the same time, it's that grace is very necessary. I think that is the major difference when you watch a woman fight and when you watch a man fight.
With that sense of grace?
Yes.
You studied ballet in England at the Royal Academy of Dance.
Mm-hmm.
But I
studied ballet since I was like 4 years old. I think I always wanted to be a ballerina. And when I went on to England, in fact, that was my dream to have my own ballet school back in Malaysia. And I did a degree in dance and minored in drama as well. But I didn't go on to that. I went on into acting instead.
No, I think you had an injury that made it necessary for you to give up dance.
That's right. I had a back injury while I was doing ballet. And that, instead of being able to pursue a professional side of ballet, I went back to college, university. And that's when I went to do choreography and contemporary and other things instead.
How is it possible to do all the fighting in martial arts films with whatever injury you sustained yet not be able to do ballet?
I don't know. Actually, that's a very good question. No, when I was doing ballet, we used to dance from like 9 o'clock. You know, it was a full-time course. So, and a lot of ballerinas, you will find that, you know, they put their body through absolute hell. I figure with an action movie, you only do it in short spurts of time, like, you know, for a couple of weeks and then you have a break. So you're not intensively banging the body in that way. I think my specialist, if he ever saw any of the films that I did, would be very shocked. Because he told me, you know, you can't do any of these strenuous things that's going to hurt your back. And if he saw me rolling off cars, you know, jumping off high buildings, and kicking around like that, I think he would be very, very taken aback.
Good point. Why don't you describe what was one of your most risky and strenuous stunts?
That would definitely be in Super Cop, a movie that I did with Jackie Chan. That's the big difference when you do a contemporary movie like Super Cop and then Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. In a contemporary film, you not only do arm-to-arm combat, but also stunts are much more important in that sense. And I think the craziest one that I ever did was to take a bike.
A motorcycle
and jump onto a moving train. And the worst is I'd learned how to ride a motorbike probably about 3 weeks prior to that. Today, if you ask me to ride a motorbike, I can go, but I don't know how to stop. I always jump off the bike.
Now, let me say what you were doing in the stunt. You were driving, you know, from the ground on this motorcycle.
Yes, and up a ramp,
and to on the roof of a moving train.
That's right.
And
yes.
The outtakes of this are at the end of Super Cop, at least they are on the video version. And
yes.
We see that the first time you tried it, you fell off
the train.
What did you bounce onto? Not the concrete, I hope.
Oh, no. If it was the concrete, I wouldn't be sitting here today.
That's what I thought.
Now, we have what happens is on the other side of the train, we line it with cardboard boxes. So if you are... when we used to do, I think at that time I was really very blessed in the sense that I was surrounded by lucky stars. Looking back at some of the stunts, especially in that film, I could have been so seriously hurt. When I bounced onto those cardboard boxes, I could have bounced 5 feet further away and I would have missed the cardboard boxes and landed on the tracks on the other side. So, you know, when I was dubbing that film, that was when I sort of went, what was I thinking at that time?
Why do your own stunts? You know, in most American movies, the actors have stunt people to be their surrogate in scenes like the ones you've described.
When I first went into action films, actually it was my second movie that we did that, the reason being is like, the decision was to do or not to do, because in Hong Kong, you have people like, you know, Sammo Hung, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, and they were so established because they did their own stunts. The Asian audiences are spoiled in that sense that they know and they will only regard you as doing your job properly if you do your own stunts. And I think I had a bigger challenge to prove at that time because, you know, in the 80s, when I first went into action films, there had not been a female action star, so to speak. So we had to convince the audience, first of all, that a woman was capable of doing something like that. And the only way you could convince them was to show them, you know, without... any doubling. But then I was very lucky because when I first started out doing martial arts, I had the cooperation of the stunt people in Hong Kong. I guess when they first started out, they were very curious to see, you know, this girl, she doesn't seem to realize what she's letting herself in for. And then when they found out that I could pick up movements that they were throwing at me, then they got more interested into teaching me how to focus and how to extend the punch that looks... There is full contact, I must tell you, when we fight in a film.
There is?
Oh, yes.
How full? You'd be breaking each other's noses and jaws every day if there was complete contact.
No, when it comes to the faces, obviously, yes. Even sometimes when we kick the stunt double in the jaw, there is full contact. What we can do is instead of wearing leather shoes, which is too hard, then we would sort of pad the top of the foot or, you know, use rubber shoes so that it's softer. But when I smack them across the face or the neck, there is not a touch. There is the actual impact on it. And I have knocked out my stunt boys doing that before. So when we are fighting with each other, you know, when we're hitting each other on the arms or we're kicking each other on the around the body, there is impact. But when you fight with someone who is very experienced, they know on impact to absorb and know how to react to it.
Well, how do you absorb impact? Because I'm sure you're hit too, right?
You learn, this comes with experience, honestly. The first few times when I did it, it was just sheer taking the punches. And then after that, you learn that it's timing as well. And this is something that, you know, it doesn't come overnight. If you're lucky and you're working with someone whose rhythm is in sync with you, then it's much easier. If not, then, you know, both of you are just going, kung, 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 you know, just belting at each other the whole time. Upon just the impact of it and you move together with that punch or that kick, then you can absorb and take away, you know, the direct hit. But then when there is no hit, you as an audience will be able to see it very, very clearly.
My guest is Michelle Yeoh. She stars in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which is nominated for 10 Academy Awards. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our interview with Michelle Yeoh, star of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It's nominated for 10 Academy Awards. In your new movie, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, the choreographer is Yuen Woo-ping, who is one of the famous Asian martial arts films choreographers. Would you take one of those scenes where, you know, say like three people are coming at you at the same time and you disable them with a couple of kicks and jumps. How are you going to rehearse that scene? Are you going to do it over and over again until everybody knows what they're doing? And the first times you do it without really connecting, just to make sure you've got more or less.
You're good. Have you done this before? You've got the right drift. That is what happens. First of all, the stunt coordinators, you know, Yuen Woo-ping and his right-hand men would work out and see what are the movements they think would look good for the camera or that situation. And then afterwards, what happens is the two leads will do it with each a stunt coordinator. So that, you know, it's not the two leads having it, working it out together. Because, you know, the stunt coordinators know exactly what they're doing. So then these two separate teams will come together. And then when I'm doing it with my co-lead, the one I'm fighting with, first of all, we do it slowly. We run through the movements that we know until we know exactly what we're doing. Without contact, with gentle contact. You know, just so we touch, we know. Okay, duck. Go under, kick, smack, bang, react. So this is what we do. So in your mind, that's practice, that's rehearsing. And then when we shoot, that's when we have to go into it. So prior to shooting, it's just going through the movements because you do not want to expend your energy as well. Remember when you're doing a shoot, for us, the normal shooting hours are 12 to 15 hours. And if you're doing an action sequence, you would be fighting the entire day. And every shot needs 110% from you. So when you're rehearsing, you try as best not to dispense that full energy. You do it halfway as you get more sort of used to the movements. And then, because there is speed, you don't do it park, park, park. You know, you have to go tung, 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 tung. So it's that rhythm that happens during the shoot.
You know, sometimes even a good actor will forget a line and need to be prompted. If you forget a move, you're really sunk.
It is less dangerous when you're not using weapons. Because I tell you, when you're fighting arm-to-arm combat, the biggest mistake someone can do is like if you're supposed to be punching them across the face left to right, and they suddenly blank out and they react right to left, that's when accidents happen. The biggest problem is when you use weapons, because when you hit at someone, It was like, for example, in this movie, it was very intimidating for the new girl because this was her first action film. And when I attack her, I don't have a smile on my face going, okay, watch out left, watch out right. I'm really going with that very intense and very fast movements. And at the beginning, of course, I too am worried that what if I make a mistake and I hit her on the wrong side, or she makes a mistake and she puts her head in the wrong way. Because at the end of these spears that we use, even though they are not sharpened, you know, to be cutting, it's still metal. And if I was to jab in there, she would be spewing blood all over the place. So there is that risk factor. That's why if you are fit and you are trained, your reaction, your reflexes are a lot faster. And also, when we fight, we don't react before the punch is thrown. We only react after the punch is thrown. So you literally watch where the punch is going. So in case that person goes the wrong way, you're not going to be the idiot that goes with it. So it's just practice and being very, very aware of yourself and who you are fighting with.
In your new movie, Crouching Tiger, you tore a knee ligament during, I think, the early phase of the shooting.
Yes.
And you had some surgery, recovered for about 3 weeks, and then you were back in the film again. How did you manage to do that?
I think it was sheer discipline, gritting my teeth. I'd waited a year and a half to do Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon when Ang Lee first approached me after I just finished Tomorrow Never Dies. And he said to me, I want to do Sense and Sensibility with martial arts. And I, at that moment, said, yes, fine. And I'm a great admirer of his work, and I knew that working with Ang, I would be taken to another level. I would learn very much from him about acting, about our film business. So when that accident happened, it was in the first action sequence, actually, the last night of that that big fight scene that we had. Fortunately, it was the last night. And fortunately, also, in this movie, right from the word go, I had only two fight sequences, one at the beginning and one at the end. So there was a big change around in the scheduling where they had to allocate that final sequence until the last 10 days. I was very, very fortunate to have the care and attention of Dr. Andy Kasgaria from Johns Hopkins and also the physiotherapist Diane Dallop over there in Baltimore, because without their looking after, I would not have been able to get back to the set. When we first discovered that, yes, there was, because I was in self-denial when I had the fall. And I thought, I just sprained my knee, you know, after 3 days, I will be fine. I'll be jumping, I'll be running. But you know, because when I turn right, my leg would go left. That something was not right. So I was there with Dr. Kasgaria. He did the MRI. I think he could see in my face that, you know, I wanted him to say, no, you're fine. Don't worry. Get back on your set. He had to give me the bad news. And following, I had to give the bad news to Ang. And from day one, Ang had always said to me, you are my warrior in this movie. And I knew how devastated he would be. And so was I. But he said the thing that really kept me going. He said, don't worry about it. You know, make sure your knee gets back into fit condition, because your health is the most important thing. And then we will wait for you. Because I would have been so devastated if he had, you know, to replace me and get someone else to do this part that I had been wanting to do for so long. So after surgery, Dr. Kasgaria had said to me, if I was willing to go into a very intense rehab program, you know, professional footballers go back into a professional game by the end of 3 months. So it was possible that I could do that, you know, barring there were no complications and I was willing to put up with the pain and aggravation and all that. So that was what I did, gritted my teeth and knew that I wanted to be back in China filming with my crew. So I spent 3 weeks out here doing rehab and then going back to China.
How's the knee now?
It's not 100%. I guess it will never be 100%, because, you know, I think also consciously, mentally, you always think, oh, there is an injury. So you're always more aware of it. It's coming along. I still have to do therapy for it.
Crouching Tiger really shows off your acting abilities as well as your fighting abilities. Do you have any inclination to get out of martial arts films and do more straight dramatic films?
No. I you know, as an actress, I want the balance of being able to do both. I do love action films. And, you know, and this is where I've always worked so hard to get to, is where there should be a balance in an action film, whereby the dramatic element is just as important as the action. And Ang has proven to us very clearly in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon that it can be done, that the action doesn't need to overwhelm the dramatic, you know, the beauty about the emotional side, the stories that can be told. Personally, for myself, I've just started my own production company with partners, Media Asia in Hong Kong, and in fact, my first production will be an action adventure. So the question that you asked me, will I move away from action films? No, I really do enjoy making them. But then I will have the balance of doing non-action films, because I do understand that the body needs a rest sometimes.
Right. Well, Michelle Yeoh, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Terry.
Michelle Yeoh stars in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which is nominated for 10 Academy Awards. Our conversation was recorded late last year. This is Fresh Air.